local and national need for American Red Cross volunteers, Foster County residents to vote on ambulance levy. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. American Red Cross volunteers are some of the first to provide assistance to individuals when they're struck by a natural disaster. Through volunteers, donors, and partners, the American Red Cross has helped thousands across the country with care, shelter, and hope. Jamestown volunteer Jeff Wolski has been with the Red Cross for nearly 20 years.
We help victims that have been involved in a fire. Any disaster, basically, that happens, we get them shelter, clothing that they need that they have lost. We give them moral support. We've got health support for them to get them, try to get them back on their feet.
Wolski says at this time there is a desperate need for volunteers. He says you can volunteer nationally or locally. Read more at NewsDakota.com. Carrington residents will be asked to vote on whether or not to continue the existing 7 mills that were approved by voters in 2016. Jody Hovdenis is an RN and VP of the Patient Care Services at CHI St. Alexius Health and the Carrington Ambulance Manager. She says with changes in Century Code, every 4 years the levy needs to be put to a vote.
Currently, Carrington shares 3 mills with McHenry Ambulance, and that is set aside specifically for vehicle replacement, and that was grandfathered in, and that one actually, to my knowledge, does not have an expiration. And then the other one is 7 mills that is specifically set aside just for the Carrington Health Center ambulance to opt everyday expenses and any equipment updates and things like that.
The levy will appear on the ballot this November in Foster County. You can read more again at NewsDakota.com. And a longtime effort to bring intermodal rail service to North Dakota is finally coming to fruition. Governor Doug Burgum says BNSF Railway's plan to provide an intermodal unit train at a facility in Minot is a game changer. Burgum says it will reduce shipping costs for farm products by as much as 25%. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.